Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
David is with me on the line today. David, tell us about the issue that you're facing at the moment.
I'm facing eviction for the second time in 2 years. And as being an older renter, heading to the age of 65, my partner 60, it's not easy to find anything within our budget. We were initially evicted in 2022 after living in one home for 11 years and found out the landlord there wasn't registered. He was also letting it out before that. And we didn't have, you know, we did so much to that property at the time.
In terms of doing it up and the upkeep, David, is it?
Yeah. And I mean, if we asked him to do anything, he just said, oh, I'm going to set up, and then rent increases followed. So, I mean, and with the first eviction, he didn't even engage with us. We just got a letter shoved in the door from the estate agent. That was our first indication of setting up. So then we moved to our current home, inverted commas, in April of 2022. Now, we'd been looking. We'd had a six, 9 months eviction notice from the previous property. And we literally had 2 weeks left. And one of my colleagues at work came up to me. Have you found anywhere yet? No. He went, here's a phone number. This guy has an apartment. Now, the building is separate from the landlord's property, but we're literally 20 feet apart. And we have, you know, we have windows, so he can look in and, you know, make derogatory comments. Oh, you're sitting there watching telly. No, we don't put the internet. We don't even bother watching TV through the day.
And sorry, is this the place that you're currently in, David?
This is the place I'm currently in, yeah. I mean, as I say, we literally had 2 weeks. To get out of the previous place, it was better. Right, okay, what choice do we have? We'd just put down our dog. She was old. So looking for a property that allowed dogs at the time, that wasn't an issue. And we went, let's do it.
So in terms, David, of the properties that you're looking at the moment, it's just that within your budget you can't get one that's available, is that right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't earn a great amount of money. At the moment, I'm paying half my month's wages in rent. When we first moved in, it was charging just over €1,000. That was with an ecstasy included.
Yeah.
But he's actually put that rent up now twice since we've moved in of
April. It's gone up twice.
2022. Yeah. But he's an illegal landlord. There's not a lot we can do. That's electricity included, so we can't even get a rebate on our electricity bill. We can't claim rent credit because he's an illegal landlord. So we're missing out on all this as well.
And you've nobody in terms of being able to report it to the Residential Tenancies Board, obviously, if he's not registered with them.
Well, see, this is the problem. If he's not registered...
Well, I'm assuming he's not, if you're saying he's...
He's an illegal landlord. So he's not registered, which means that if we did report to him, the harassment and aggravation we're getting at the moment would only get worse. If we were to report him to revenue, again, that would only get worse. You know, I mean, he's just been pressuring. 3 days after he gave us the eviction notice, have you found anywhere yet? No, but we're looking.
Tell me a little bit about that. Tell me a little bit about that search, David, and what that search is like. As you mentioned, yourself and your partner are both in your 60s. What are the, like? What's out there when you're going to look at properties?
Nothing. Simply nothing. We live in North County, Dublin, and at the moment I'm living maybe 10, 15 minutes away from work, 10 minutes. So we're having to look around North County, Dublin, Meath and Louth borders that's within a reasonable travelling time for me to get into work, get home and be able to have some sort of decent sleep, I suppose. And it is tough. There's nothing. There is nothing out there. I've been on all the websites, been on to estate agents. I even knocked on a house last night because I've been going past, and the garden's getting more overgrown. So I knocked on the next door neighbour. I said, "Is this property, you know, for rent?" Mm. And she actually, the guy came out, very nice guy, said, "No, I'm actually living here." But he didn't take any offence to that. And that's what I'm having to do at the moment. I'm going around, that property looks a bit untense. That property looks a bit
abandoned. So you're just going around knocking on doors nearly
and,
now?
I'm now going around knocking on bloody doors. Sorry.
Now going around
knocking on doors.
Asking if properties are available.
To find somewhere to live.
Have you contacted the local council?
I contacted local council, and their response was, unless I get a letter from the illegal from the landlord, and I explained he was illegal, but they didn't seem to hear that bit illegal. There's nothing they can do.
So you need a letter from the landlord to say that you're being evicted.
Yeah, and he won't do that because one of the first things he said to us when we moved in, he doesn't want anything to do with social welfare because he's an illegal landlord. He doesn't want anyone finding out what he's doing.
Okay. And I presume that the stress of all of this, David, just finally on you and your partner. I presume it's, I'm sure it's a very, very stressful time for you.
It is very, very stressful. To be quite honest, and me and my partner, although she doesn't want to come on the show, yeah, the tension gets to us and it affects our relationship as well. Because there'll be those where we'll be, "All right, he's coming, let's pretend to laugh." And I'm sort of like, I don't want to laugh.
Yeah, so you think there's sort of the comments that you feel are derogatory. Yeah. Okay. David, it's a difficult situation. There's no doubt about it for yourself and your partner. A listener here suggesting report the landlord to the RTB, the Residential Tenancies Board. If he's not registered, then, you know, the couple can't be evicted. Another listener says, "We moved back to Ireland from the US. It took close to 4 months to find a place. The cheapest we could find in Ireland was $3,250 per month plus bills. Was a two-bed, 85 square metres. Rent prices are just absolutely crazy. The supply is non-existent. More people now renting a bed in a room at this stage." That's David's story. David, listen, thank you for getting in touch with us and sharing your experience with us on the programme today. Look, the email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com if you want to get in contact with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.